This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon. It's about 5 minutes past the bottom of the hour. My next guests are with the Salvation Army. We have Major Shane Halverson and Major Gina Halverson. Welcome to the show, both of you.
Hi,
thank you
how
for
are
having
you?
Us.
It is nice to have you here. What does being a major in the Salvation Army mean?
A major is the Salvation Army's term for the ordained pastor. You go to a school, you go to a seminary, and you coming out of there, you're commissioned as an officer in the Salvation Army. If you're familiar with the Salvation Army at all, you know that we use a lot of like military lingo or military jargon.
Sure.
And so the pastors are officers. And so all of those officers have gone to a seminary, and they're commissioned as officers. And you come out as a lieutenant, and you're a lieutenant for 5 years, I think a captain for 10. And then after 15 years, you can become a major. Yeah.
All right.
So this means we've been in a little while.
Here for a while.
Major Gina Halverson, what's a day in the life look like? What keeps you busy?
Everything, especially during the Christmas season. we kind of do a little bit of everything. We try and meet human needs in His name without discrimination here, because the Salvation Army is a non-denominational Christian church. So everything that we do to try and help out anybody that needs help. We have social services on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We help with food and clothing, and we also try and work with other organizations here, United Way, Red Cross. We work together to make things happen for any type of emergency disasters. So if anything comes up, we all kind of collaborate together and make it happen. We also get ready for church services, youth programs, women's ministries, men's ministries. We do a lot with not only social services and with other programming, but we also do a lot during Christmas time to help make sure kids have toys, people have a food. We have the Thanksgiving meal down at the hangar on Thanksgiving Day. We have Christmas food boxes that we're still taking applications for. So
okay.
It's busy.
And I think a lot of us might be aware of the physical location. We know where the family store is, the thrift store, and then across the street. How do you describe that facility?
Yes, we have the thrift store right there on one side, and then just across the street, adjacent a little bit there would be our core community center, but it's our church, it's our worship center, but it's also our social service office. That's where people come if they're in need to come and get food, receive a clothing voucher that they can then take to the thrift store and shop, whether they want to shop for clothing, interview clothing, clothes for their kids, coats. Yeah, things like that, or even household goods. If maybe they've moved to a new place and they just didn't have enough money to kind of furnish it, or have pots and pans or plates, we'll give them a voucher. They go to the thrift store and then they're able to kind of get what they need from there. Yeah.
Okay. And we were talking before we went on the air. Another place we see the face of the Salvation Army is often bell ringers. Tell us about that and the history of that.
Yeah, bell ringers. So we. If you go anywhere, probably in the nation right now, if you go to any many stores, most stores, you're going to see the Salvation Army out front ringing the bell. We call those bell ringers. And we try to use as many volunteers as we can to man those locations here. We have about 7 doors we stand at. So we're at Safeway, we're at Super Bear, we're at Fred Meyer, and Foodland IGA downtown. But like, for example, Fred Meyer, we're at all 3 doors. And so a total, there's 7 doors.
This year, we actually offer something different, too, with our bell ringers. You can actually electronically give, not just coin.
So we're moving up in the world. Technology is we're trying to keep up with technology. So this is the first year nationwide that you are able to take your cell phone and use the bump technology. And so you can take your phone and go to one of our stands and put your phone up to our stand, and it'll take you to a website where you can donate. And so if you have a brand new phone, you just put it right near it and it'll work. But if you have a little bit older phone, you just open up the camera function and just take a picture of the barcode, and it'll take you right to the website. It's kind of interesting. So.
And that is actually stays here in our community. So it's all scheduled to stay here in Juneau.
And remind me how much revenue that accounts for as part of the Salvation Army's sort of financial picture.
Yeah, hopefully each year we try to raise around $50,000. So again, we try to use as many volunteers as we can, but when we don't have enough volunteers, we hire people, and many of those people need the work. So we're happy to do that as well.
The Red Kettle helps fund us throughout the year to make sure that we can continue helping with social services, continue helping throughout the year to make all these things happen.
And did you mention it's about 15% earlier?
Nationwide.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure what our number is here, but I was reading just a little bit ago in preparation for the interview that most people are aware of thrift stores and the Salvation Army and the kettles. But it's interesting that that only accounts for 15% of the Salvation Army's revenue in the nation.
Any idea how much the thrift store itself accounts for revenue?
Here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're over $200,000 a year, I think we make, maybe $250,000. Yeah, we've had really good management. The process has been going well. So we've had a steady increase over the past probably 2 or 3 years. So that's
okay.
Been great.
Outline for us, if you will, some of the upcoming events. And then after that, I want to come back to a little bit of the history of the Salvation Army. So you already mentioned the Thanksgiving dinner at the hangar. Is that sort of next on your whiteboard?
Absolutely. So this Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, we're going to feed from 11 o'clock until 1:30. That's at the hangar. It's a wonderful meal, a wonderful event. We anticipate serving over 500 meals, and I don't think we're going to have any problem reaching that. The food is delicious. The hangar itself cooks many of the side dishes, and so there's just wonderful food. Dick Hand with Alaska Seafood, he smokes all the turkeys. Just the other day, I dropped off 65 turkeys on Friday, and he's going to smoke all those, and it's just delicious. Some of the best food I've ever had at one of these events. And the location is wonderful, too, just being at the hangar on the water, just beautiful. Yeah. And
okay.
It's a free Thanksgiving dinner. Anybody can come. We have people from all walks of life show up, all ages, nationalities. So it's just a wonderful event where maybe everybody comes together at one time in Juneau for a meal.
And that's 11 to 1:30 at the hangar this Thursday.
Yeah.
And it's free.
Free.
Yeah. And you expect to serve over 500 people?
I think we'll easily serve over 500.
Last Everybody's year we did welcome. 500 plus meals. Yeah.
Everybody's welcome.
Everybody's welcome.
Okay.
Doesn't matter your socioeconomic, where you are.
Do you need any volunteers or any help for that project?
I think for volunteers, I think we're good to go. So okay. I think it's one of those events where people just love to help. And so that's one where it's not too hard to find people that are willing to come out on Thanksgiving Day to help. So we're full of that, full on that.
Okay. What's next after that?
Well, just a quick side note on the ceremonial turkey, which we, like I said before, as a Christian organization, we pray before it happens and we have a ceremony turkey come out. Well, Mayor Beth Weldon is going to be our cutter of the first initial turkey. So it's kind of exciting to have her there with us. We want to thank her
ceremonial
for that.
Turkey cutter. Yes. We're excited. Yeah.
She's going to be busy.
And, yes, she is.
On Friday, she's going to be at the Christmas tree lighting. I just learned as well.
Oh, see, there's women's everywhere.
Yeah. Right. All right. So that's Thursday. What should we look forward to next?
Oh, we have Adopt a Family. Right now we're accepting applications for people who need help with toys or with food boxes. And so if you would like to adopt a family, you can give us a call at the church, 586-2136.
And Adopt a Family is exactly that. You adopt the entire family. You provide the meal. You'd provide toys for the children, and I'm missing anything for that.
Yes. We still ask that the gifts are not wrapped, but that you would provide the wrapping paper. And if you want to adopt a family but you can't do the food, that's okay. We'll also take it with just helping with the toys, and we'll make sure that. We work with Hayden Garrison and the Moose's Lodge with Rachel McLeod. They provide the meals. They are working on getting all that done, and they help get all the food boxes ready for the food boxes and the families that we serve. Last year, we did 310 food boxes. So that was, it's quite a few people. We did about 480 kids who needed toys, and they were able to come on in and grab those, and parents were able to give their kids a good Christmas.
So we definitely need people in the community to, if they feel led to buy a toy for a child or many children
We have angel tags all around the community of Juneau, because Juneau is such a giving community. But you can find them in different banks around the area as well, and grab a tag. That tag belongs to a kid here in our community. So the names have been changed for, innocence. But everything on there, that case number belongs to a real family.
Okay. Wow. And let me clarify something. You talked about maybe cooking a meal for this family as well. And you were talking about there are cooks involved. So help me understand.
Well, we don't want to cook meals. We want to just provide the ingredients so they can cook the meal.
Okay.
So just if they want to provide a turkey dinner for them, go ahead and get all the fixings to make the turkey dinner. And then we'll deliver it with the toys.
Okay. Yeah. If you had to put sort of a financial range on what it might mean to adopt a family, what is the least amount that somebody could give to be helpful?
We ask for about a $30 or less gift per kid. So it depends on the size of the family.
Okay.
A lot of times, because we also ask on the application for the family member to put a desired gift. And sometimes it goes over $30 and we'll put that down. So just because that kid really would want something that they really can't have, and somebody's willing to provide that
trip
for them.
To the Seahawks
so,
game.
Yeah, you know, we've had some pretty crazy things. I kid you not. I'll put my name down. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
but yeah, they and then so if we had to do like a rounded guess,
for a couple $100 for the meal, and then so there's three kids, you know,
it's about 120.
You know, 120. $300 to $350.
Somewhere in there.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's one option, right?
Sure.
The adoptive family. The other option would be just the angel tree.
Right.
So if you just want to buy toys for kids.
For a kid.
Or a child, just grab an angel or more.
So you would take the tag from the tree that's in the location, buy the gift.
Remind us the locations.
Okay. We have some at the Moose's Lodge, at some of the banks in town. We have it at Mendenhall Mall. They have a tree there, and it's a Salvation Army tree. So you go to all the different places, and they'll be able to provide. GCI has a tree in their lobby, so you'll be able to see. And just grab a tag. You'll go shopping for that kid on that tag. Then you bring the gift back unwrapped to the location where you had the tag, or you can bring it by the church. And there's instructions on the back of each of the tags.
Fun.
Yeah.
All right.
And we work with some businesses that they'll call us up and say, hey, we want to do 15 tags.
Right.
And so we'll just hand deliver them 15 angel tags, you know, and some will take 25, and we'll just – so if your business wants to participate, that's more than welcome to do so. Give us a call, you know, 586-2136.
Okay. So adopt a family after this Thursday's big Thanksgiving meal at the Hangar from 11 to 1:30. Then you're going to be focusing on adopt a family, it sounds like.
And an angel tree.
Angel trees.
And angel tree.
The
okay. Maybe we should have you come back. I know I mentioned we were going to talk history, but maybe we should save that for the next time.
Okay.
Because I have another guest on today's show.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
If somebody wants to find you online or on social media, where's the best place to do that?
We're on Facebook. We're very active on that. So if you want to look for us through Facebook, we're good about getting back.
Salvation Army Juno.
Okay.
And then 586-2136 is our office number.
And I bet if somebody wanted to volunteer, that would be a good place to start as well.
Absolutely.
Yep, absolutely.
All right. Major Shane Halverson and Major Gina Halverson, meet them this Thursday at the Hangar from 11 to 1:30. Or call them at 586-2136. Thanks so much for coming on the show, you two. Are we missing anything?
I think we're good. Thank you very much.
All right.